I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Across the state, there are a lot of young people who want to get ahead, but who don't feel successful in school. This is the first of an occasional series looking into what the options are for those young people. And the first one we're going to take a look at is alternative education. Alternative ed is designed for young people who are at risk of not graduating. But these programs don't get a lot of scrutiny, so it can be very difficult to tell how well these programs are serving their students, students like Charles. Charles is playing basketball by himself in an empty gym at his small alternative high school in Stockbridge. He's 19, and for a variety of reasons, he's fallen years behind in high school.
How many credits do you have right now?
I'm not sure. I think I got like 10, 11.
Total?
Yeah. Gotta get like 29 or something like that.
There are tens of thousands of kids across the state right now, like Charles, meaning they're at real risk of not graduating. Alternative schools exist to get these kids to graduation, but I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. There's hardly any information out there to help a parent, or anyone for that matter, figure out which programs are the best at helping kids meet that goal. There are graduation rates, but it's hard to tease out what those numbers say about the school and what they say about trouble in the lives of kids in that school. This is Deb Bauman. She works at an alternative school in Owosso.
Because of some of those poverty factors, we have lots of homeless students who leave and come back and leave and come back, and so they don't graduate in that first year that they attempt it.
To try to evaluate these schools, then, we're left with the collected wisdom of teachers and students in alternative programs. The first thing to know, they say, is that these programs are not for just any kid who doesn't like school. A focus on graduation often means very few extras, like, say, art or extracurriculars, and that will only work for some kids. Kids like Zachary. He's 16 and from Stockbridge.
How come you didn't want to just stay in the other high school?
Because I was failing too many classes and there were too many distractions. I have ADHD and ADD, so I just get distracted very easily.
And is it better?
Yes, a lot better.
Just because Zachary wasn't successful in a traditional school doesn't mean he's not interested in education. There is a risk of low expectations in alternative programs.
Usually the teachers just think that these students just want to get a high school education and then just get their diploma and then that's it, you know, go get a job.
Zachary wants to go to a four-year university. Any alternative program should have help available for kids who can see their future beyond that high school diploma. They should be able to help a kid get to college.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Go check with them and see if you can come out of
class. One more thing a good alternative program must have is emotional support. Many of the students in alternative schools have been through a lot. This is Deb Bauman again.
Most of our students have a history of truancy. Many of them have trauma in their past. So they came here because of loss of credits, but there were a lot of things that contributed to them being in that position.
Bauman is the full-time social worker at her school. A professional like her is a good thing to look for at an alternative program. Not all programs have these kinds of resources. And the stakes are so high for these students. This is Charles again, who we first met playing basketball by himself in Stockbridge.
You said you were thinking of dropping out.
Yep. I got family matters I got to attend to. I got to help pay bills. But other than that, I would probably still be here.
He did drop out. And everyone at his school hopes he'll be back to try again. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.